What are you thankful for this morning? I pray that everybody sitting here has something that they're thankful for. Some reason that they're praising the Lord. Because God's good. He's blessed us. He saved us. We're on our way to heaven. Whether we get there quickly or whether a rapture comes or whether we live a long, long time, we're on our way to heaven. Praise the Lord for that. So glad that you're here. We pray God's blessings on you as we worship the Lord together. Pray that you'll just feel His presence. Always have a sick one or two, but the Lord knows about those, and he takes care of that. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that it's a day specially set aside for us to focus our thoughts, our attention, our prayers upon you. Lord, like the psalmist, this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice. We're glad in it. And Father, we want you to know that you're welcome in this service. Speak to our hearts. May we have spiritual ears to hear. Lord, you know the need of every person that's gathered in this building. Those that might be listening in the parking lot, those that might be listening later on the website. And Father, may each person receive the word from you that you want them to hear. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to serve you, to honor you, to worship you, to praise you. And we do thank you for that home in heaven that's ours for all of eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. And we are indeed into the Thanksgiving season. And with that, we're going to sing together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. Certainly, Pastor's already said we couldn't list them all if we tried right now. But let's all stand together and sing, "We Gather Together." Thank you. Remain standing for prayer, please.
Kind Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We all come out of the house and speak to you, worship you, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for the things you sent our way, Lord. Lord, help come out, prepare our hearts. Prepare the messenger also, Lord, and this gift of the birth of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. You may be seated. Stand for we'll see the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and
good morning again to each of you, and I do have some announcements I want to share with you at this time. Today is Sunday. It was a busy Sunday for us, and we'll start out at 5 o'clock with youth meeting, with supper and Christmas program practice, and then at 5:30 we'll have the adult prayer time will also be at 5 o'clock. 5:30 to 6:30 adult discipleship training, and also that all will be here together for that. The youth will be here as well. Baptist men, you need to meet down front with Brother Jeff. He wants to meet with you down front. And while I'm into that mode, we'll move on and go to the Baptist Children's Home annual offering. It's still in effect, and we need to go ahead and get that done. Boston butt sale, and Jeff, you may want to have something to say about that, but go ahead.
Also, there's a thing in here about we need help. We need help Saturday morning for wrapping butts and kind of keeping the kitchen for the fellowship hall cleaned up. I need help wrapping butts on Friday night. So if you're willing to help, meet down front and we'll explain to you. Many hands make for quick work, so you may only have to put in a little bit of time.
It is time consuming, and you're right. The more help we have, the much, much better off when it comes to wrapping and being ready to go. So you all come meet down front if you can help. We'd love to have you to do that. Upcoming dates we need to remember here. We're going to have a call conference on November the 23rd. We'll have a call conference for the purpose of approving the budget and the upcoming year. And also the Building and Grounds Committee updates will also be a part of that call conference. Celebration of Communion will be November the 30th. And then December the 6th through the 5th, church-wide Christmas stew and fellowship. We're going to look forward to that again this year. It used to be a senior citizen event, but now it's open to the whole church. We want everybody to come and everybody to have some stew. So, McCord, we're going to try our best to have good oyster stew. I know that's important. But we'll do it. We'll have some good stew that night, I promise you. Here again, the Baptist men will do the cooking. And I know the Wings group will also help in the kitchen. And also, the youth can also help as well. So you all can be here for that, do that. We'll all work together with it. There again, many hands there, Brother Jeff. We're there. Okay, Children's Christmas Play and Christmas Fellowship, December the 14th through the 6th. And I know, Kathy, you all will be, Dr. Tonda, and all of you involved in that, will be meeting for that. Okay? Did I miss any announcements? Yes.
closed budgets up there on the offertory table, so everybody can come up. If you got any questions, we've got some members.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the sheet he wanted to pick up. It's the proposed budget for the ensuing year. Yes, Tonda.
I just wanted to make sure I elaborated on Baptist Children's Homes because that is such a big part of my heart. Until the end of January, remember your gifts are doubled. They're doubling up to $325,000. So, you know, whatever you send in is going to be doubled. I even have the sweetest lady that works in their office there. Her name is Faith. And I call her periodically to call in offerings. They're very helpful. If a call-in is easier for you guys, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to do checks. I like to do my debit card. So we can call in, and I'll be happy to have Kathy put that number in the bulletin. But the children home numbers are increasing more and more and more, and I know their need for these children is very great. So just keep that in mind for our offerings for the Baptist Children's Home.
Thank you, Tonda, and you're right. It's a very important offering. Also, Brother Jeff handed me this morning to announce to you all, it's Thanksgiving Annual Food Drive, rain or shine, Saturday, November the 22nd, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Stanfield Log Barn Park. It's at 101 West Stanley Street. West Stanley Christian is a part support West Stanley Christian Ministries and local charities. They're looking for food. This is a food drive, and there's a list of what we have here and on this. I'm going to leave it down front. If you're interested on it, please come down, take a look at this, and help out all you can and help the hungry people, the needy people.
There's also one with bullet board.
Okay.
So you can come by and pick your butt up Saturday morning and you can carry some food over there.
Okay. All right, any other announcements that I may have missed? Then we'll go to the prayer request. I have we've got several praise reports, but I got one I want to share with you. I got a text, not a text, it was a post to the Facebook from Tammy. Yeah. She's now able to send her own text and Facebook and drive them. Some of you may have already read this, but it's such a great miracle of God. If you have seen her the way I saw her the first time, she's basically dead. The only thing that had any thoughts of a life was her brain. And God has seen her through to this point. Let me read this to you. Rather lengthy, but I think God deserves the praise. Amen. It says, I want to thank everyone, if I can get through it. I want to thank everyone for all the prayers and the gifts. I have gotten a lot of messages and thought I would make a post. This is Tammy writing. A few months ago, a truck ran over me while I was out walking after burn class. That means her exercise class, burning off the calories, I guess. This I do every day. I don't remember it happening. It broke my arms, my legs, tore so much up, skin up, caused my insides so much damage, caused brain loss. I had over 10 surgeries. Most were life-saving at first. It's been hard for 2 months. My brain finally settled, and my body is relearning how to work correctly. It's been the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But God saved me, brought me from almost dead to this post today. I am finishing up a few weeks of physical therapy, and I'm finally get to go home. Amen. I'm so excited to go home and nervous too. Lots of changes for now, but I will get better. I want to thank my husband for staying by my side and keeping prayers going always. My three porch kids who thought they were losing their mom. I feel so bad for them, but they are my treasures. All those that came and saw me, sent gifts, GoFundMe, sat with my husband, the list goes on and on. Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ isn't your personal Savior, please let him in. I promise he's the real and loves you so much. Take him into your heart today. I love my friend, Tammy.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I could say to that. And I've got also a praise report. Brother Jim has shared a praise report. And Brother Jim, you want to share that to us?
I went to the doctor Thursday, and he said everything was healing really well. I was going to him every 6 weeks, and he told me Thursday that I don't need to come back for another 3 months, and if things are still going well, he's going to totally release me.
Amen. 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 And Brother Jeff, you're better. You sound much better up there.
Yes, that's sir. Another. Thank y'all for the text and the prayers.
That's another praise report. And God's good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you.
Another praise report.
You got one? Go ahead. Yeah, Will.
Will's still here. He had a bad wreck Thursday. It could have been so much worse.
Somebody took off me and my car flipped across an intersection.
Yeah, I heard. Will, I'm glad to see you here safe and sound. Oh, yeah. Amen. All right. Also, we need to be much in prayer for Marie Burris. As far as I know, she's still in the hospital. I've tried to find out when she'll get back to Trinity Place, but so far she's not back, Kenny, so that I can determine. And it's kind of hard finding out anything from Concord at this point in time as well. But she's in the Concord. She's in a hospital in Concord. And so for right now, I'm assuming it may be today. She could be coming back today. I'm not sure. And also Rosina, she mentioned this morning her nephew, she has lost a nephew to death, and remember the family of Rosina's nephew. Are there any others today that we need to bring up before the Lord?
Banner.
Yes.
The family of Jill Turner, most people here probably remember her, Jill Spades. We went to school with her.
Jill Turner?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there others? Then let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, and Lord, we're in the midst of the Thanksgiving season, and Lord, I think it's altogether proper that you give us all of these great praise reports right here at a time when we all should be so thankful. But Lord, there's all the blessings you give us each and every day. All the grace you've given us, salvation you've given us just for us asking and believing. We're so thankful, Lord, for you and the awesome God that you are. And we make this prayer to you. And Lord, we ask your continued blessing upon Barbers Grove Baptist Church, upon all that are here today, all those that prioritize their time to be here. Lord, I know it's hard sometimes with young children to prioritize your time and get here. But Lord, we thank you for those that do. And then, Lord, we want to remember those that we've been asked to remember. And we also want to thank you for the praise reports that we've shared this morning. We want to remember that Rosina's nephew's family this morning, as they have lost a loved one, we pray the blessings upon them. We continue to pray for Marie Burris and ask for healing for her body and when she will return back to Trinity Place. We thank you, Lord, for Will and that he's here today. We thank you for the blessings you extended to him, and we thank you for that and that he's life and alive today. We thank you, Lord, for the praise reports we mentioned with Jeff and with Jim, Brother Jim and Brother Jeff, and also, Lord, for our daughter-in-law, Tammy. We're so thankful for that. Now, Lord, we ask you continue now as we go forward in the service today. We ask your blessings upon those who will be taken apart. As our praise team comes forward, we ask for a blessing for them as we sing together this morning. And now, Lord, we pray for Brother Ed, Pastor Ed, as he stands today and brings the message that we all need to hear. And these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. Okay, praise team, come forward, please. This is another one of the songs that we are going to be asking you to learn as a congregation. And we also found that the best way to, Pastor Ed reminded us of this, the best way to learn something is to do it over and over again. it works that way with me. And I mean a lot. We'll be presenting these songs to you. We picked out four. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We picked out four. And this is the second one of the four. I'm so sorry, dear. I forgot that all these seats are behind us. Okay. So anyway, we're going to be singing these to you and asking that you just sing with us. So as we learn, you can go ahead and be seated as we learn. What do you think? You want to have to stand?
Stand up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get the blood flowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Take a load off.
Whichever.
That's awful.
Whichever.
That's whichever. We're going to sing Change My Heart, Oh God. Now, this is a familiar tune and a familiar song you've heard before. So we'll change it again. All right. That screen is not on back. There it comes. There it is. Thank you. Be patient, Leonard Wright.
I have to wait.
Yeah, just to wait. Just that's to what wait. Sunday school lesson was all about this morning.
Just wait.
Greg taught us how to do that. While we're waiting. There we go. Thank you. I was just picking. Don't throw anything down.
Change my heart, oh God.
Children, you are dismissed.
I forgot something, Pastor. I need to add the Jill Turner family to the prayer list. So please remind that they've lost a loved one, the Jill Turner family.
Okay. All right. Since this is Thanksgiving month, we've been looking at Thanksgiving theme. 2 weeks ago, we looked at Thanksgiving in the life of the Apostle Paul. Even though he... prison, shipwrecked, beaten, thrown, stoned. He was a thankful man. And so we can learn from that. Last week, we talked about being thankful for God's divine protection from Psalm 91. And we just saw that come true. For God does look after us and protect us, especially when we dwell, when we live in His presence. This morning, I want us to continue that thought. We're going to look first at a verse in Hebrews chapter 4, and then we're going to go to a psalm. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. As I was just meditating on this last night, I was thinking about the fact that do we really get what Christianity is? Christianity is not just joining a church. Christianity is not just keeping a set of rules, the Ten Commandments and some others. Christianity is not just being baptized. Christianity is, real Christianity is a relationship. A relationship between us and God. I mean, it's an amazing, astounding thing that God, who created the whole universe, this massive universe, wants fellowship with you and me. And that we can have it. And that He's such a great God that Leonard can be praying, and Brenda can be praying, and Kenny can be praying, and I can be praying, and God can understand it all. You know, sometimes when we're talking on the phone, we're talking to somebody, and we hear a phone, let me get back to you. And we click them off so we can hear somebody else. Not that way with God. He hears us all. And notice what He says here, let us come boldly into the throne of God. Let us come boldly, boldly into the presence of God in our prayer. Now, because of all the things that's going on with my son-in-law's dad and mom, I have no clue as to whether they'll get to come here for Christmas. Brian and Sarah and the two girls. But I guarantee if they do, they're not going to park out in the road and stand out in the road and say, hey, Papa, hey, Dad, can we come in? They're going to pull in the driveway, come spilling out of that car, and they're going to come up there, and if the door's unlocked, they're coming on in. If the door's not unlocked, if the door's locked, they're going to hit the doorbell and go to beating on the door and say, Daddy, I'm here. And they know there's going to be hugs when they get in. They're my kids, my grandkids. They're welcome. They can come boldly to my door anytime they want to. And that's what He says here. Come boldly into the presence of God. You're His child. You don't have to come hesitantly. You don't have to come fearfully. You can come boldly into His presence, and He says, when you do, you're not going to be rejected. You're not going to be turned away. You're going to be welcome. And He says, you're going to find the mercy and grace to help in time of need. Mercy and grace to help in time of need. You have a need, you go to the Lord. Now, turn with me over to Psalm 100, and it tells us how to get into the presence of God. Psalm 100. The best way to get into God's presence. What pleases Him? What honors Him? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Joyful. The Lord loves it when you are happy. Amen. The Lord loves it when you make a joyful noise. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? Now, I'm glad he talks about singing later, but I'm glad for the joyful noise because of my singing ability. But, you know, you can say, praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, I'm not into that. Okay, the next time you're watching your favorite team on television and they score a touchdown, you sit there on your hands like you do in church. No, you jump out of the couch and say, did you see that catch? Can't we at least be halfway as joyful in church? And even, and I'm not that prone to do it in church as I am privately. Now, sometimes my little doggy looks at me like, what is going on with you, young'un? But a joyful noise, an excitement, a hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. Wow, love you, Jesus. He says, make a joyful noise. God loves it when you're excited in his presence. God loves it when you're excited in his presence. And then he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Do you serve the Lord happily, gladly, joyfully? Or do you have to be dragged into service? Think about it. There are people that serve, they teach Sunday school or they do something else in the church, but you can tell right off they don't want to do it. They hate doing it. I don't know. Years ago, I read about some missionaries that retired after many years at a certain mission field, and they said, hated every minute of it and hated the people I worked with. And I'm thinking, miserable. Miserable. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Whether you sing, whether you teach, whether you rake leaves, whether you clean commodes or whatever you do, do it joyfully. Do it gladly. I'll talk about me. I enjoy preaching and writing beyond measure. It's just a joy to me to get up and preach. And I've told some of you this. It's very interesting. Doctor has me doing my blood pressure regularly. So I'll go home after, when I finish. It's about 15 miles drive to the house. I've been standing up here preaching about 30 minutes. I'll drive home, take my coat off, let the little dog out, sit down and catch my breath, take my blood pressure, and usually it's the lowest it is all week. You'd think preaching would stress me out. No, preaching relaxes me. I don't understand it. But he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Whatever you, the Bible says, whatever thy hand findeth to do it with all thy might. Whatever you do for the Lord, do it with all thy might. Now, I realize that if you get out of your spiritual gift, you're going to be miserable. That guy that's up here preaching that should be an usher is going to be miserable. That guy that's an usher that should be up here preaching is going to be miserable. We need to be in the will of God. But when you walk in the will of God, in the service of God, whatever your spiritual gifts are and whatever your talents are, you can serve him gladly, with joyfully. And he says, come before his presence with singing. Oh, let me ask one more question about that serving with gladness. You know, there's some people that just don't serve at all. God has a plan for them. God has given them spiritual gifts, and they just refuse to do what God's called them to do. And that's sad. Serve the Lord with gladness. And then he says, come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. And then verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now you can sing, you can praise, you can be thankful, you can use your own words, you can use praise choruses, you can use hymns, you can use scriptures, you can use something that somebody else has written, but there's all kind of ways to praise the Lord. All the kind of ways to worship, all the kind of ways to sing. And hey, if you're like I am, you do it at the house and only the little doggy can hear me. And if you got people at your house that, you know, your singing voice grates on the ears, go out in the woods. Go out and get in your car and roll the windows up, lock the doors and sing in the car. But find a way and a place to let the Lord know that you love him. And I found in my own life that when I begin to sing, there's something about the relationship I have with the Lord that opens up. There's something about the relationship I have with the Lord that just sort of, I feel his closeness. I feel his presence. I'm aware of how much he's with me when I begin to sing and when I begin to praise the Lord. And there are dozens of little praise choruses. There's dozens of hymns. And if you say, well, preacher, I'd love to know something. Don't take the hymn book out of the pew, but you have my permission. I don't know where I have anybody else's, but go back here and get one of those hymn books that the church had 50 years ago that's been gathering dust since 1980 and take it home and look at it and look through it. That's where I found the hymn Others the other day in a hymn book that was Baptist churches quit using about 1950. But there's all kind of ways. You don't have to be on tune. I'm very seldom. You know, I sing and say, oh, that note was right. But that one over there was right. But hey, the psalmist says, go into God's presence with singing, with thanksgiving, and praise. Every one of us have things to be thankful for. You're alive. You were able to get up this morning and get to church. There are people in nursing homes that would like to be in church but can't. There are people that are shut in their homes that would wish they could come to their church but can't. You all have something to wear. I presume that everybody had something to eat if you wanted to eat anything. How many little blessings do you thank God for? How many little blessings? There's a place in Salisbury that I do business with about it once every 2 months. And it's right on the main street and the parking is not very much. And when I leave here, I say, Lord, please help me get a parking place. And most of the time, he lets me get a good parking place. I mean, the parking place I like is they have a space for trash pickup or something. So between me and Leonard, that nobody can park. So if I pull up here, then all I got to do is make sure nobody runs over me when I pull out. But even if I don't get that best place, the Lord almost always gives me a place to park. And about halfway back to Rockwell, the Lord says, did you thank me? Oh, thank you, Lord, that I got a good place to park. Thank you, Lord. So many little things God blesses us with. Beautiful sunset, a beautiful sunrise. Thank you, Lord. a call from or a card from a friend that you've not seen or heard from in a while. Thank you, Lord. Knowing that your sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Knowing that you have a home in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Knowing that Jesus loves you and died for you. Thank you, Lord. You fellow church members. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Christian friends are such a blessing. And I thank God I have them from here to the West Coast. People that love Jesus and that I know love me. Thank you, Lord. He says, come into his presence with singing, with thanksgiving, with praise. And he says, thankful. And he says, bless his name. Bless his name. Say good things about God. Say good things about God. You know, so many people, they take God's name in vain. To them, God's a curse word. For us, it ought to be a blessing word. Lord, I bless you. I praise you. Bless his name. Why? Verse 3, he's God. Never forget that he is God. Always has been God, always will be God. He made us, and we belong to him. We're his sheep. We belong in his pasture. And verse 5, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. God's good. He's not evil. You know, it's so common today to attribute all the bad stuff in the world. You know, God sent that hurricane. God sent that tornado. God sent... No. God is good. God is good. And I love it that his mercy is everlasting. You never... going to live long enough that you're going to run out of God's mercy. And 10 million years from now, you will still be enjoying God's mercy. Now, sometimes we as human beings have sort of the philosophy, three strikes and you're out. I'll forgive you once. I'll forgive you twice. But if you do it again, I'm just cutting you off. God's mercy says, forever. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that last phrase is a blessing. His truth endureth to all generations. What God said in his word was true, is true, will always be true. Now, I know there's people that say, you know, God didn't mean it. God's changed his mind. That's old-fashioned or all those kind of words. But he says his truth endureth. If God said it. Now, you know, it's not that way in the world. You think about it. President, Congress, Supreme Court, they can say, this is the law of the land. 10 years later, you got a new president, new Congress, new Supreme Court. No, that's not right. This is the law of the land. 10 years later, this is the law of the land. And it's that way in every country in the world. Whoever's in charge makes the laws. But he says God's truth never changes. You can depend on it. You can be assured God's never going to change the plan of salvation. It's always going to be through Jesus. God's never going to come up and say, hey, preacher, you tell them I had a better idea. And they don't have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven. God's plan of salvation is never going to change. God's offer of us to go to heaven through Jesus is never going to change. If we go to heaven, it's through Jesus and Jesus alone. You're never going to get to heaven without Jesus. God's promise to answer our prayers is never going to change. God's desire for us to live godly and holy lives is never going to change. God's admonition to us to be loving and kind and giving and minister to others is never going to change. His truth endureth to all generations. You can tell your kids and your grandkids what God said was true back then. It's true now. And I realize there are some things in the Old Testament that don't apply to us today. But the same principles. If you get back there and they talk about leprosy and stuff, and if you see something on the wall and you do certain things, we don't do that. We have disinfectant sprays that takes care of the same problem. But it's the same word of God over and over and over again. Thy truth endureth to all generations. As you think about Thanksgiving, be thankful. Be thankful. God has blessed you. God has blessed me. Let's be thankful. As we have a time of invitation, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come. If you need to make some decision concerning church membership or whatever, we invite you to come. If you just need to come to the altar and talk to the Lord, we invite you to come as we sing.
As we stand, please, out of my bondage, sorrow, and night.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord give you peace, joy, grace, and mercy. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.